Cindy Housel is the president of the Washington, D.C.-based Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement, and the organization's been around since 1996. And Cindy, I don't know if it's just your organization or a lot of other factors, but young women are doing a much better job saving for retirement than folks that were a little bit older. Am I correct with my read of that?
Well, I mean, there's a snapshot study that just came out that asked women who were already had investment accounts. Mm-hmm. You know, what age they were. Ah. So, you know, the average woman is, you know, at 20 is probably, unless they've had someone show them, you know, the light and show them maybe some money, you know, where are you going to be putting in that first $100,000 at, you know, starting at age 20? I mean, it can happen.
Right.
I'm just saying. And I'm happy that women are hearing about this. Don't want to rain on anyone's parade, but it is really just a snapshot.
Well, no, and I appreciate that because I was reading this study that says that the average woman age 18 to 35 is starting a retirement account at 20, and I thought, my goodness, really? But I guess you're right. It's a snapshot of women who are already investing. Of course, so many are not. So what are the numbers? Why does your organization exist? What's the main goal of it?
Well, I mean, the main goal is that when I started working on, you know, retirement issues, I got a job and there was, like, you know, a project that was available. And so I realized, you know, I'm a boomer, and this was back 25 years ago, and, you know, there was nothing around, no education about this, nobody talked about it. And then I found out that all the studies showed that older women are poor, you know, live in poverty, like, starting, you know, like in their early to mid-80s. And, you know, end up dying in poverty. And that's the majority of older women. And that's still true, unfortunately. So that's what got me interested, because I thought, well, everybody I know, we're kind of going to be those women. You know what I mean? Because nobody's telling us what to do. And everyone says it's the end of the old-fashioned, you know, pensions.
I want to make sure I got that right. The majority of women older than 80 die in poverty. Am I
right.
Reading that is correct still?
Yeah,
to this
I mean,
day.
You know, the longer they live, right, the more
right.
money you need, you know, and, you know, a lot of them, you know, especially the generation now, I mean, you know, they didn't earn big salaries. They didn't have 401ks. I mean, I hear, you know, women all the time complaining, oh, my mother-in-law, you know, she doesn't have any money. My father-in-law died early, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like, well, she didn't have a 401k. She raised 6 kids, you know,
right.
That was what she was supposed to do.
Right.
Right.
So is it about, I mean, your message obviously is at any age, save, even if you haven't started. I always sometimes hate how we talk about, hey, make sure we get all the young people to save, and they should. Compounding interest is an amazing thing. But there are a lot of listeners that maybe are thinking, I need to play a little catch up. I guess your advice, Cindy, at this point is it's okay to start late. Just start at some time.
Right. And I think, look, if you start in your 20s, even if you don't do very much, and I can tell you, I was looking at the study and I realized, you know, like the two of the young people in my own family, you know, one of them, he started off with a 401k, you know, with a pretty good match, like 8%. He's been working Whoa. For the same company for 8 years, which is unbelievable, right? Because people, you know, his generation, you know, they move around, you know, from job to job a lot. So he's already doing all those things that, you know, that the old-fashioned pension used to do, you know, get in something, keep saving, and, you know, you'll take advantage of all that compound interest.
Right. Going back to what you were saying about women at a certain age not having as much, and you obviously, so many women, you know, and still is the case now, but especially more prevalent to a different generation, that was, you know, their job was to raise that family. Is
right.
it that their husbands have not set up enough, have not saved enough to anticipate? Is it that women just generally live longer now? We're seeing really just the median age going longer and longer for women for the most part. Is it a combination of all those things?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it is. It's a combination. And look, what's good is that a lot of women are doing, you know, so much better. So when people ask me, you know, what do you think? I think, well, it's going to get better in the future. More people know about it. More people will have access. Even there are a lot of apps around, you know, where you can save for retirement. But, you know, I have the story that I like to tell that, it, you know, if you don't get this stuff at home or somebody doesn't tell you to do it, you know, like you start a job. And in the old days, it was always the men that told me, you know, when these young kids come in, I make them sign up right away for the 401k. And then, you know, after a while, you hear from people and they say, well, we're not allowed to say this, we're not allowed to say that. So people are afraid, to push people into something that, you know, then the market's going to crash and they're going to lose all their money in the 401k or whatever, which happens to all of us. But if you learn, then you keep your money there, you know, and it goes up again, you know, goes down comes up again. So.
I've learned many times not to speak in generalities on the radio, but I'm about to. So please, Cindy, correct me if I'm wrong. But some things I was reading is just the idea that women are a little bit less risk averse than men are. And in many situations, that is a wonderful thing. But when you are younger and you want to have a more aggressive portfolio that is perhaps more stock driven, because it shows over time that that's going to make you more money. Do you think that that is a disadvantage? And I know it's not 100% across the board, but if that is true, that women are less risk averse.
Yeah, no, I think women are generally, when you see those studies all the time, there's a couple of California schools that have done these studies over and over again for the last 20 years or so. And, you know, really what it comes down to is, I always say, it's the remote control. You know, if one person has it, if the woman has it, she might stay on the same program and actually watch it through, you know.
Yes.
and the guy sitting next to her may click, 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 click. You know, whatever. Yeah. And so that also happens, you know, with the investments. And so, you know, in the end, like, a lot of times women just come out better.
Okay.
So
your organization, does it provide resources, education? I mean, what can women do if they are listening right now and they want to start saving a little bit more? Obviously, they're doing a good thing listening to this program. They're thinking of it. But what's next?
Yeah, well, they can write to us. I mean, we run something called the National Resource Center on Women in Retirement, which is, funded in part by the Administration on Aging. And, you know, we have a lot of good materials. People can write and ask us questions. We have experts who will be, you know, happy to help. People will write and say, you know, I need a fast plan, you know, like right away. It's late. But I think, you know, you just start, because even I started late. And, you know, it's amazing what you can do if you pay attention to it. And, you know, you're determined that you're not going to go into a lot of debt. And, you know, you clean things up. And, you know, it's hard. But it can work. So.
I always say, and try and end every single interview we do, about investing at a young age. If you're a parent or a grandparent, call your kid or your grandkid right now and tell them about compounding interest. Cindy, I always end that way. I think that's a good way to remind people to pass that generational wealth on to some other people.
No, and there isn't a young person, you know, that I haven't shown the charts to, you know, like, if you start, right, that great chart, and you end up with more money than the person who saves longer, because they started at 40 and you started at 25. So,
All right, Cindy, I appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Yep, thank you. Take care.